Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, folks. Once again, this is Dr. Barton with The Truth in Medical Healing. We'll get off to a little bit of a late start today. There's a lot of ground to cover. As you know, we broadcast every Friday at from noon to 12:30. It's a half hour, but in that half hour, it might add on, not might, but it could, if you wanted to, add on a lot of good, healthy years to your life. By the way, just want to tell you folks that in order to get information, pick up anything that I talk about, you can call the following number. Instead of giving you the station number, I'm giving you my direct cell phone, 863-509-9059. It's 863-509-9059. And we broadcast every Friday, 12 noon, East Coast, 9 a.m. Pacific Coast. And it's always great talking to you all. We're going to be talking about the most important thing as far as being healthy is water. So I'll tell you about that in a little bit. Let's just go back in time. By the way, I have unending energy, and I'm older than all of you. And I don't have any physical problems. I may have a couple of mental problems, but I don't have any physical problems. And I have unending energy. How do I get that from? Well, I'll tell you where it's come from. The show that I do every Friday. I've been doing this show for like, I don't know, maybe 10 years or more. So wherever I am, because it's on internet, it's called Blog Talk Radio, B-L-O-G. And people all over the world, depending upon their time, like in South Africa, we have one of our gentlemen, Felix, who we spoke on the He heard me broadcasting maybe, I don't know, how many years ago. And because of my broadcast, he went and he bought a machine that stands on the kitchen counter, hooks up to the tap water, and it restructures the water into pure water, like water from creation. Because today's water, it doesn't matter which bottled water you buy. Well, let me tell you a little bit about bottled water. By the way, Felix, Johannesburg is about 6 hours ahead, but he always, no matter what, listens to the show. Sometimes I forget to mention his name, and I get a call back, like, whatever it is, and we're 6 hours ahead. So at any rate, Felix is a terrific fellow. He heard the show, because remember, it's worldwide Blog Talk Radio, so people all over can listen to the show, and just want to tell you that, and I always get sidetracked because of the fact there's so many things I want to tell you about. So let me just tell you something real quick that's real important. Everything I say is important. By the way, when I was a kid growing up in America, yeah, I was born in America and I grew up in America. And the thing is this, that the environment is spoiled. The air we breathe, I mean, you can look out the window or go out and walk on the street or walk on the beach or anywhere, and the sky is blue and the ocean is gorgeous, blue-green and palm trees and the sands. Everything is like the same as it was way back millions of years ago, but when creation occurred, there was no disease. Because there weren't even people, human beings are just about coming about. And the thing is that in order to really be healthy, you need to drink pure water. It has to be, and I'll tell you about that before I forget it. I was in Tokyo, I don't know how many years ago, maybe 17, 18, 20 years ago, at a three-day medical convention, and reason why I was there, because I wanted to see what everything looked like, because when I was in the Air Force years ago. And by the way, folks, I have 3 graduate degrees, pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. I'm also a veteran of the U.S. Air Force, United States Air Force. So the thing is that I want to get the most out of life. And by the way, I can play tennis 24/7 almost nonstop. I'm a lousy tennis player, but I can, play the game on and on, because because human body is 85% water. Water in the world is contaminated. There's no such thing as pure water anymore. There's a couple of things. I'll tell you real quick, fracking, the fracking industry, like the petroleum industry is breaking through the ground, the earth, looking for petroleum deposits so that they can glean more gasoline out of it and oil. And it's all about making more money. There's nothing wrong with making more money as long as you don't hurt people while you're doing it. And I'm going to tell you that I was walking through this lobby of this hotel in Tokyo, and it was a Saturday morning, I think. Anyhow, a Japanese gentleman comes up to me and he says, "Dr. Barton?" And I said, "Yeah, hi, but how do you know it's me?" And he holds up a Tokyo newspaper, and there's my picture right on the front page and the headline, not the headline, but right below it. And I said, "Oh, my God, what did they do? I didn't rob a bank or anything," and because it was all in Japanese. So the long story short is that this gentleman, his name is Dr. Shinya, S-H-I-N-Y-A, Hiromi Shinya. And he's the physician, he's the doctor that actually invented colonoscopy. So doctors all over the world know Shinya. Then I'm talking fast and speeding it up because so many things I want to tell you in the next 20, 25 minutes. Okay, so Shinya says, "I have to show you something." My picture was in that Miami paper because it said that I cure cancer. It said that in Japanese, that Dr. Barton cures cancer in Miami, Florida. Well, that's all wrong because we treat, in those days I don't treat them anymore because I don't practice them. I'm retarded. I mean, retired from my practice. Okay? But in those days I had a separate facility where we treated cancer patients. And, you know, it's the first step you have to do with a cancer patient. That is three facilities that we're broadcasting today from New York City. And there are three facilities that I know of in New York City that actually do, they don't advertise cancer treatment. They advertise hyperbaric oxygen therapy. What happens with hyperbaric oxygen therapy, it increases the level of oxygen in the cells of the body. And cancer cells, when the oxygen goes up high enough, because these places that have the treatment, my facility years ago in Miami, person laid down inside this sort of plexiglass tank. You know, you can see through it and everything like that. People don't get, and actually, but laying in there, we would increase the oxygen because it's all sealed tight. We increase the oxygen little by little by little, and actually that happens. You actually are killing off cancer cells. Hyperbaric oxygen therapy. I'm going to give the number out. I'm not sure if I gave you the number, but I'm giving you my cell phone number. I think I did, but I'm not sure. So 863-509-9059. I'm trying to give you the highlights of a couple of things. Let me tell you about, I'm going to talk about diabetes in a minute. And listen carefully, folks, because some new discoveries came out recently, and it's at this present time that the medical profession at large, all the doctors are being notified about the fact that cancer cells, well, one-third, listen to this, way back in 1994, the AMA notified the FDA that the one-third of the people in America that are dying, one-third of the population taking prescriptions are actually dying. Anyhow, the thing is this, that the prescription medication has to be safe enough to prescribe. So let me just restart a little bit. I started to say before, when I was a kid growing up, there was hardly any such thing as cancer, believe it or not. Now, sometimes I may be 4, 5, 6 years 7 years old, and I listened to my mom talking to whatever relative or friend she was talking to. And in those days, if you heard of somebody getting a cancer, any kind of cancer, it was so totally rare. So what happened that there's so many huge cancer treatment facilities now, and every hospital and so forth and so on? Well, the main thing is, if you want to really be healthy, you have to limit your sugar intake, because every food you buy, everything you buy, no matter what you buy, has sugar in it, because to make it taste better, so that whoever makes that stuff can make more, sell more, make more money. I'm not against making more money. I'm a capitalist, and I'm proud to be a capitalist, but I help people at the same time, and I don't want my, whatever I do, to hurt anyone. So let me give you an idea. Osteoporosis, the name osteoporosis is when osteo meaning bones, porosis meaning destroyed. So osteoporosis is a disease where bones get weakened and get destroyed because of the content of the what's called phosphoric acid is put into Pepsi and Coke and all these colas, you know, the dark-colored soda, like Pepsi and so forth, and they add phosphoric acid to make it that color. And phosphoric acid also robs minerals from the bones in the body. So osteoporosis is increasing even as we speak, more and more so because of all the millions and millions and millions of people that drink those dark-colored sodas. By the way, I don't drink any kind of soda. I'm only kidding. Of course I drink beer. Beer's actually healthy for you. If you just don't overdo it. But the thing is, the water that I drink, Dr. Shinya, remember I mentioned that we bumped into each other, and Shinya is an advocate of what's called Kangen water, K-A-N-G-E-N, and he talked me into going over to Osaka, Japan with him, the other side of the island, and we flew over in a small plane and took me to the factory, and the company is called E-Magic, E-N-A-G-I-C. Way back in 1972, one of the technicians from that company was experimenting with water, natural water from wells, you know, naturally occurring wells, water in the soil, and also started to experiment with regular tap water and found that they were able to create pure water. Now, the human body is 85% water. 85% water. The cells of the body, the organs are bathed in what's called interstitial fluid. The interstitial fluid is actually where the organs and the cells of the body are bathed in that. And 85% of the human body is water. So interstitial fluid is actually really water. So the more that we can drink of the Kangen water, which is pure water, and it's done through, you take water and you run it through a special machine, a small little machine. It looks like a big toaster. It sits on your kitchen counter, and it actually gets rid of the harmful substances that are in the water. So you're actually drinking pure water. And listen to this. Medicine, the practice of medicine, the pharmaceutical companies, we need all of that. But some of the people take advantage in the, like some of the drug companies, which I'll tell you about in a few minutes. Anyhow, we're getting back to the drinking of the Kangen water. They take the water from the springs and it goes through a special, and that could be your tap water. Also, it goes through a special apparatus in the machine through the process of ionization, and it actually takes out the impurities of the water and builds it up to be pure water. So now that's the only water that I drink, and ever since I found out about it over 20 years ago, that's the only water that I drink. And let me tell you that we put it into bottles, so it becomes bottled water, but it's bottled pure water. And I'm looking for something that I wanted to tell you about. The fact is that if you really want to be healthy, I'll tell you about the year 1922 and diabetes. I'll tell you that in a minute. But if you really want to be healthy, you need to restart your life. like people are living longer, longevity is increasing. You know that people, that lifespan is increasing? When I was like maybe a teenager, when people got to be there, 55 or 60, 65 usually, they would give retirement, companies would give retirement parties, going away parties, 65. And now there are people that are in their 70s and 80s and running around and doing the same thing they did when they were 25. Yes, I'm one of them. Anyhow, the thing is that so if you really want to be healthy, you need to restart your life. Like I said before, longevity is increasing. People are living longer. So let me tell you about diabetes. By the way, 67% of the population in this country, in America, 67% over the age of 60, over the age of 50 are diabetic. 67% they have diabetes. Why do they have diabetes? Well, mostly because everything we buy, everything we eat is loaded down with sugar. As I said before, sugar in itself, we want sugar because it sweetens the foods and it also has its own ways of being able to help us enjoy our meals or whatever. But if it's overdone, that's when it starts to lead to problems. People become diabetic. So what does that mean when someone's diabetic? It means that their pancreas is not producing enough insulin. So in the body, as we're born, the pancreas is naturally producing insulin. So way back in 1922, whoever was diabetic, the doctor eventually would put them onto admit them to one of the hospitals, and the hospital would put them into a ward where eventually in a matter of weeks and a couple of months, that person was going to die. Going to die. There was nothing to do to diabetics. This, in 1922, pharmaceutical company, you know, Eli Lilly, which you probably have heard a lot about these days because it's making one of those vaccines for the pandemic, the COVID-19. Eli Lilly. So in 1922, they actually produced a synthetic insulin. They can, at that point in time, the doctors can inject the insulin because those people, millions of people actually are born with a problem, and it also is because of overloading the body with sugar, any natural insulin starts to get destroyed. So Eli Lilly developed synthetic insulin, and from that point on, diabetics were able to live out their lives. So today, when you look around, check all statistics, you see that, as I said before, there's about 86% people over the age of 45 in America, the greatest country in the world, are diabetic, and they have to get prescriptions every month for their synthetic insulin. And time is going by, so if you really want to be healthy, you've got to find out about Kangen Water. I'm not sure if I gave out the number before, but you can call my cell phone directly, leave your name and number slowly and clearly, and someone will be getting back to you. The number to call is 863-509-9059. Let's talk a little bit about the osteoporosis again. And I said phosphoric acid. So people that drink a lot of Pepsi, Coke, some people that drink that Dr. Brown stuff, whatever it is, the dark-colored sodas rob the bones of minerals, and there's more and more fractures occurring every day. People are getting more and more hip fractures, knee fractures, so forth and so on, because of their bones are becoming brittle as they get older. So one more time, folks, let me say that when I met Dr. Shinya, ever since that time, that's my only water that I drink, and bottled water. Let me tell you about bottled water. I didn't want to forget about that because that's really, really important. I don't remember the exact statistics, but let me tell you, I might have it here. Yes, I do. Matter of fact, it was even in Reader's Digest last month. And in a test that was done, 10 of the best-selling bottled waters they don't mention it. 10 of the best-selling bottled waters. That's including, it's all the bottled waters. They can't remember the names because I don't buy that water. You see the ad on TV. It's a beautiful ad for Olin water, showing the sunshine and the gurgling brook going through the woods and its natural habitat, so forth. And if you take a cup of that water, that's great. It's pure water. It's not contaminated. Once it gets to the bottling point and the different factories and so forth and so on, it all becomes the same way. It's all contaminated. So this article from Reader's Digest said that it says even good, quote-unquote, municipal water contains small amounts of lead and chlorine. Even if you put a filter in, it still does the same thing. But people resort to bottled water. In a test of the best-selling bottled waters, environmental groups working with researching and so forth and so on have found that mixtures of 8 contaminants, including bacteria, fertilizer, and industrial chemicals, are even in that stream that's up there in the northern woods, wherever the Poland water claim they get their water. So anyhow, folks, and also bottled water like Dasani, supposed to be so terrific. Dasani water is banned in the UK because it has a cancer-causing substance in it. Dasani water, made by Coca-Cola. So moving right along, folks, we're approaching the... I just want to tell you about the... Go online and look under the name of Otto Warburg. Otto, OttoWarburg. Otto Warburg got his first Nobel Prize way back in about 1928. His group of research, German researchers, they did all the work and discovered the fact of cancer cells. The cells become cancerous the more sugar that people foods, and the more that the cells in the body start to become cancerous. And I'm telling you a lot of incredible things rapidly because we're going to be running out of time. See, folks, I can get a lot more time if I wanted it, but I don't even have time to do this half-hour show. But I do it because at least, like Felix over there in Johannesburg, there's people all over different parts of the world even, because this blog radio gets beamed into different areas, even Buenos Aires. And I gave you the phone number. Let me tell you about a scientist. Write this name down, Ray, R-A-Y, Kurzweil, K-U-R-Z-W-E-I-L. Ray Kurzweil, way back in 2002, invited into the National Inventors Hall of Fame, established by the U.S. Patent Office by President Clinton, gave Ray Kurzweil for all his work done with water. So the water we're talking about is basically developed through that aspect. So we only have 90 seconds left. So to all my Latin friends back home in Miami, let me say disfrute un fin de semana. And you can tune in. We broadcast, as I said before, every Friday, noon to 9 a.m. Pacific time. Let's say a special prayer in the minute that's left, folks. Special prayer for these crazy people around the world that will just live their lives and enjoy what God gave us. Whatever God they believe in, there's all kinds of different gods according to the different sects of people around the world. So God bless you all. We'll be talking to you next Friday at noontime, Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific time. Adios, y'all. I already said goodbye. Bye. Adios.